is speaking to South Sudan in Focus. Kuru Kwol, Director General of Juba International Airport, says the LET 410, owned by Fly Air Africa, crashed about 5 minutes after takeoff from Juba International Airport. He says the cargo plane was heading to Lanken in Upper Nile State with a handful of passengers and crew, along with food commodities, when it crashed. Kwol says the cause of the crash is unclear.
It's around 7:20, and the plane was going to Lanken airstrip. Shortly, it got crashed. No passengers, were only 3 passengers, and 2 crews. Pilot and co-pilot.
Kwol says all 3 passengers and 2 crew members on board survived. Some had minor injuries. The plane crashed in the outskirts of residential areas northwest of Juba, so it caused no damage on the ground, according to Kwol. He says an investigation into the cause of the crash will commence soon.
The Minister of Transport may form the committee to make investigation. And those of accident and incident investigation, not yet. They will come to the plane and they will investigate the pilot first.
Uluwe Weabol, one of the survivors of the crash, says he heard a strange sound a few minutes after takeoff.
It took only 5 minutes and we didn't know actually what happened. We only see one of the wings not actually working. And immediately thereafter, we only took only around 30 seconds. And we find ourselves down. Then after that, we tried to come out. But thank God, none of us is seriously injured. We are all fine. Only some pain around my neck and my head. There were some commodities which fall into my head and my neck here.
Weir says the pilots broke their doors first and exited the plane, then broke one of the exit doors and helped the 3 passengers climb out. He says the plane was loaded with commodities belonging to local traders. After a 5-year-long civil war, which ended in 2015, and intercommunal fighting that continues in several parts of the country lacks a reliable land transportation infrastructure. As a result, some cargo is moved by air. Weir says there are no passenger planes operating between Lanken and Juba. He says passengers like him risk their lives by using the few cargo planes that fly between his home village and the South Sudanese capital, Juba. He says today he was not sure he was going to come out alive.
We were just waiting for what is going to happen next. Because we didn't know that we could survive in that situation. It was really very, very, very bad. And we thought even we cannot manage to survive in that accident.
There have been several plane crashes in South Sudan. In July last year, a plane crashed while departing Juba International Airport. In November 2021, a cargo plane crashed in Juba, killing all 5 crew members on board. Earlier last year, a plane crash killed all 10 people on board in Jonglei State. Aviation authorities attribute the high number of plane crashes to the use of outdated aircraft as well as overloaded planes. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.